Here's a thought I'll title, Their Life Experience. We've all had that moment when we show our pride and joy, some photograph we've recently made, one of our favorite photographs of our entire career, and someone just jumps all over it and says it's terrible and they don't like it. And it's a crushing moment for us creators to be criticized so vehemently, and some people do. But whenever that happens, not that it changes their opinion, because maybe my work deserves whatever they've heaped on it, but I do try to remember that they bring with them to viewing my work their life experiences. And I'm not in control of that, and I can't know that, and I can't anticipate that. It just is sometimes what it is, beauty in the eye of the beholder. Similarly, if they think our work is crap, then crap is in the eye of the beholder. I can't criticize them for their opinions because I don't know all the things that are informing their opinions. I think it was Anais Nin. I don't know, maybe she got this quote somewhere else. I'd have to look that up. But I think she's the one who said, "We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are." And that certainly applies to seeing artwork, for sure. I'll never forget the time I was at a photo club meeting, and I had a picture that I thought was very Norman Rockwell-esque. It was a picture of a young boy getting his first haircut in sort of an old-fashioned-looking barbershop. I happened to be there, and I had my camera, and asked if I could take some pictures, and they all agreed. So I took a picture of this young boy with tears running out of his eyes as he was screaming, getting his hair cut for the very first time, sitting on that little bench up on the barber's chair. Guys, you probably know all about this. And the grandfather was holding the son steady so he wouldn't wriggle off the chair and obviously fall down. I thought it was a cute, like I say, Norman Rockwell-esque kind of moment. But when I showed this image at the camera club, I was later approached by a woman who was very upset and very critical of that image and said I should never show that to anybody anywhere. And I said, why? And she said that the grandfather's hands on the boy's thighs included his forefinger pointing directly at the young boy's genitals. And she thought that was a terrible photograph because of that. And my heart went out to her because clearly there must have been something in her past that caused that response from a fairly innocent photograph. It's not like there was anything untoward going on. It was just a moment in the barbershop, but that's not how she interpreted it. And it was my first real solid lesson about how it is that people bring their own life experiences to the viewing of our artistic output. And it may or may not please us, their reaction may or may not be associated in any way with what we've actually produced. But her reaction was valid based on her life experience, and I couldn't criticize her for that in the least. I did continue to show that image, and I've shown it ever since. And I've never had a similar reaction. But that doesn't invalidate her reaction as a result of something in her previous life that was affecting the way she viewed my print.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.